Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a real McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a real McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The real McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a real McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a real McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The real McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's the real McCoy show!
Hurry, come and listen, it's the real McCoy show! Hurry,
who's
come and listen, it's the real McCoy show!
Anna.
The real McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's the real McCoy show!
Hurry, come and listen, it's the real McCoy show!
Hurry, who's come and listen, it's the real McCoy show!
Anna.
The real McCoy!
Welcome to Woman Act Now Radio with Anna the Real McCoy. I want to welcome you to the show today. We're talking about how to maximize your opportunities in a virtual world. I want to talk about what the practicality is of using a virtual assistant. What the practicality is for using a virtual assistant. I'm not sure what happened there, some type of technical difficulty here. But what we're going to do is we're going to talk about maximizing your opportunities in a virtual world. What would be some of the reasons that we would want to hire a virtual assistant? Woman Act Now has created a relationship with Team DoubleClick, who has over 40,000 virtual assistants, and they are going to, they are there to support and empower you to achieve your goals. So I want to talk about the top 10 reasons to hire a virtual assistant. Again, that's Blog Talk. This is Anna, the Real McCoy, on Blog Talk Radio. And hopefully we'll have a guest with us from Team DoubleClick, who is one of the premier organizations of deploying virtual assistants throughout the country and the world. But let's talk about the top 10 reasons why you want to hire a virtual assistant. The first things first is that, first of all, virtual assistants are fast becoming a need for a busy entrepreneur, a small business person, or a person on the run. With the advent of, new technologies and ways of doing business, we call the virtual assistant a VA. They've stepped up their game. They're ready to move alongside you. They're ready to fill in the gap for you in those areas of business that you need strength and that you need expertise in. But the top 10 reasons why I think we would hire a virtual assistant is, the first one is, we need to focus our business on making money. And having a virtual assistant allows us the freedom, really, to create more profitability for our company by allowing us to concentrate solely on our business. And what it does, it allows us to really get rid of the mundane tasks that are inherent in business. Making money is what business people do, and the more time they have to concentrate on their business, the more money and the more opportunity they will create. So the very first reason that you want to consider hiring a virtual assistant is really to focus your business on making money. The second reason is it saves you money. Why invest in payroll, benefits, insurance, when you could be delegating that money to building your business? Now, this is really important because many of us, we're excited, and actually, you know what, we are intoxicated by the opportunity to have our own office, to have our own building, when we've moved into a place where technology has really become, it has removed the borders for doing business. And so I want to encourage you that that second reason is really to save you money. So why worry about personnel calling in sick? Are taking vacations? You won't have to worry about that when you think about hiring a virtual assistant. There's no need for you to hire in-house personnel. So to hire in-house personnel or any other individuals to perform the duties that you need performed. That you need performed in order to, you know, achieve the goals that you're trying to achieve. Thirdly, you have the freedom to pursue pleasurable activities. Hiring a VA to work with you, a virtual assistant to work with you, will really free up your time to pursue activities that keep your creative juices flowing. When you are bogged down wondering if the bills are going to be paid or you're not thinking about new and exciting ways in which your business should be growing, then you really do need a virtual assistant. One of the things I talk about when I talk to entrepreneurs about their business, many of them, one of the worst things or one of the top things that actually keeps your business from growing is one of the things that keeps your business from growing is the fact that people do not collect on their invoices. And they'll do business with people, but they don't send invoices. And so one of the things that I find that a virtual assistant can be very helpful in, and that is helping you to invoice your clients successfully. In addition to that, they can also serve as your customer service and get your follow-up on customer service. Another reason why a virtual assistant is very helpful, it's a one-stop shopping. Basically, many virtual assistants, they can perform duties that range from word processing to, as I said, maintaining your billing, both personal and business, creating marketing tools such as brochures, flyers, business cards, travel arrangements, maintaining your database and sending out mailings. There's no business duty that many virtual assistants cannot perform or would be willing to learn that is completely customized for your needs. That leads us to the reason number five, is they are tailored to fit your needs. Whether you need one letter type or you need monthly billings for clients, a VA can perform all of these duties. They are set up to fit each individual client's need. You know, the fees can range for one-time tasks to retainers of 10 to 20 or 40 hours per week or month. Whatever your needs are, the virtual assistant, you can create your own individual working partnership. So it's really important for you to take stock or to take an inventory of what your needs are when thinking about hiring a virtual assistant. Another reason is you have freedom to work from any location. You know, it doesn't matter where you go, whether you travel, what you're doing, your virtual assistant is usually always accessible to you. You can maintain contact through the phone, through email, through faxes. I mean, literally, technology is so available to you today that there are no borders. I mean, if you want to see your virtual assistant, you can do video conferencing where you're going back and forth. You can use companies such as Skype, Ustream.com. All of these companies, many services are free at no charge. If you have Yahoo Messenger or MSN Messenger or AOL, all of those messaging systems, many of them also have a video component to them that will allow you to speak with your virtual assistant so that you all can see each other and give you more of a personal contact. Number seven is delegate time-consuming responsibilities. You know, this, is really one of the greatest ones. Many of us, we don't want to do paperwork. We don't want to think about it. We don't want to even begin to do whatever filing or databases or any of those. If you're an entrepreneur and you're excited about doing what you do, then you want to delegate those time-consuming responsibilities to your virtual assistant who can take care of that for you while you pursue really other worry-free business activities that really are going to help you to run your business. Number eight is you get highly trained personnel. This is so important because one of the things I like about virtual assistants is that you can begin to build a carpool of relationships. that can build your team. And what we want to do as entrepreneurs, we often are the salespeople, we're the marketing people, we're the administrative assistant, we're also the CEO, we're the webmaster, we're all of these different things. But the great things that virtual assistants will bring to that table, and you can have several different ones, not just one to do everything, but you can have many virtual assistants who can bring you a carpool of talent. That's what I like to, you'll get the best that there's available for your team, for the project that you're doing, by hiring virtual assistants or professionals who are trained in both the corporate, small business, or the professional world and have their skills really tailored to meet the needs of your business. So we found that every professional has varying needs, and you know what? They offer their expertise and in their willingness to be able to meet your needs. And the great thing about it is because they're highly trained individuals, you just need to train or very minimal training or work with them according to what your specific needs are for your business. Individual service provider. You know, for the entrepreneur, the freelancer, or the small business owner, it is important that your particular needs are seen as unique. And what's great about a virtual assistant is that they will help to oversee your business and or your personal life. Primarily, whatever you release to them, they can begin to do for you. Not only personally, but they can begin to maintain lists, they can maintain your correspondence, they can keep track of your memberships. They can also, you know, there's a whole other world out there about with this whole social networking community. They can help maintain those social networks, and what makes them effective is your presence in the network by offering good information, good communication, and being seen in those networks. In addition, they can also remind if you need to that memberships that need to be renewed or any of your business dealings that deal with important dates. They can arrange travel. They can take care of your customer service. They really begin to act as your partner in caring for your task personally. So and then the number 10 is, which this is so awesome, is let their strength be your strength. And when we think about what we are trying to do in our lives and being entrepreneurs, being women that are in pursuit of achieving our dreams and our visions, you know, why waste time on the tasks that are not primarily your objective? And what I mean by that, some of us actually need people to help us to strategize on our business, but it really isn't a strength that we have. So if we can think about hiring a person who can begin to work with us, who gets into relationship with us, and bring their professional skills and knowledge to the table, then we can get more done in a shorter period of time. We will be less likely to put off or procrastinate on difficult things because we lack the knowledge. So let me go back over these 10 top reasons why, the top 10 reasons why you can hire a virtual assistant. Again, virtual assistants are growing, and Team DoubleClick has over 40,000 virtual assistants in which you can begin to work with to begin to move your vision forward. The first one was focus on the business of making money. Many entrepreneurs, we find ourselves doing everything, so therefore we really don't focus on the main thing. And when we hire a virtual assistant, it allows us to really begin to focus on the business of making money. Number two is it will save you money. You can avoid paying payroll taxes, benefits, insurance, because you're hiring people who are going to work on a project basis or based on how you're delegating responsibility to them. There's no sick call-ins. There's no vacations. There's no personal and emotional issues because virtual assistants are interested in results. Number three is the freedom to pursue pleasurable activities. If you have a VA to work with you, it can free up many of the activities that bound you, that the stacks and stacks of paper that's on your desk. It will free that up for you to be able to do what you need to do. In addition to that, we talk about it that working with virtual assistants could be a one-stop shop, although you can hire more than one virtual assistant to help you to create that carpool of talent for your business. When we say a one-stop shopping, it is that they can perform duties that range from you know, word processing to billing to marketing to some of the administrative things from brochures, flyers, websites, many of the websites. And let me tell you, this would be so helpful to many of the women, is that websites, you know, it seems like this really overwhelming task. And I believe virtual assistants would be great for websites that are like content management systems, which are very similar to your word processing, whether it's Word or WordPerfect on the backside, on the administrative side, the management area, where they can just go in, add pictures, add information, but they're getting it done. All you're doing is giving them direction. That would be a great project. I have many women telling me, I need to get my website done, but yet they're not sitting down and they're not doing it. Another area is tailored to fit your needs. You know, regardless to whether you need one letter type or you need monthly billing, and remember I said that most businesses, most entrepreneurs, they fail often in their receivables because they don't do the proper billing. A virtual assistant would be great in an arena such as this. You can think about how you need them. This is what you need to think about, is how many hours would you need someone. And oftentimes when we start our businesses, we don't need a person to work 40 hours a week or for the entire month. We may only need a person for a couple of hours or 10 hours a month if we place them on a retainer or we place a virtual assistant. You can arrange your fees from a one-time fee, or you can arrange them on a retainer basis. But it's going to be tailored specifically to your need. And, again, Team DoubleClick is the partner that we have chosen in order to partner you up with the right people who can meet your needs at the right time. You get the freedom to work from any location. You're not bound by an office, not to mention you're not bound by the cost of that office. You can work with a virtual assistant from anywhere. And I want to encourage you to utilize the technologies that are available, like web video conferencing, collaboration tools such as Google. Many of these tools are absolutely free for you to be able to communicate with your virtual assistant in any place from any time, whether it's telephone, fax, email, or just utilizing the Internet to collaborate on your documents. Google Docs actually allows you an opportunity to collaborate on one document and have all of those revisions, everything saved in one place. Think about the many times that you've probably been working on a project or working on a document, and that document has 15 revisions to it, and you can't figure out which one's which. Well, the Google Docs format or platform actually allows you to eliminate all of those revisions and invite others to collaborate with you. You want to delegate time-consuming responsibilities. You want the virtual assistant, again, to take those responsibilities that you know that you can delegate, by the way, and that they can get it done, that they will succeed, and really allow you more time for living your life as well as running your business. I mean, time, we're all stressed and strapped with time, and again, these are some of the great reasons why you want to consider partnering with Team DoubleClick and partnering with a virtual assistant who is a highly trained individual. And that's reason number 8, because you can search out for the talent that you need out of that pool of talent and resources that virtual assistants, you know, they have. So you don't just hire someone based on their resume and you hope that you can get these things out of. You go straight for the person that you're looking for who can complete the task. When you think about hiring a virtual assistant, you need to be result-oriented. All you're looking for is the result. You can eliminate all of that other stuff that normally happens with personnel, that you're involved in their life, you're trying to figure these things out, whereas the virtual assistants, they work on performance. They want to provide you with results. And so you have the opportunity or a better opportunity to actually be able to find, to be able to locate and identify the right talent for the right task. Okay, number 9 is your individual service provided. For the entrepreneur, you know, you're going to work with those virtual assistants who can help keep you on track, who can help you focus in getting your business done. And, you know, what happens is over time, they really become a partner in your business because they take a personal stock in caring for what you're trying to do as it relates to your business. And finally, let their strength be your strength. Is as you, the more you work with a virtual assistant, the better he or she is able to understand what you have to offer to your clients and be better able to serve you. So I'm excited to share this information with you about how to maximize your opportunities in a virtual world. I'm going to be right back after this break.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Woman Act Now Radio with Anna, the Real McCoy. I'm excited because I have one of my assistants who is going to be joining us for the last half of the show, and she and I are going to be talking about working with virtual assistants, because we do work with a virtual assistant. Her name is Trina Jeter. She is a company called Connect and Go, a concierge service, and she has been helping us for a number of years to achieve our goals, to fill in the gap from all different types of programs. And I'm going to see if I can reach her to see if I can get her to call in to the show today, and we can begin to ask her what her opportunities are, what it's like for her to be a virtual assistant, and what type of opportunities there are for individuals who are looking for a virtual assistant. So we're going to try to get in touch with Trina, and hopefully we'll have a live virtual assistant on the call with us. I want to take a moment just to tell you a little bit. You heard the commercial about building generational wealth. We're in tough times, and certainly our passion also is to educate and empower individuals to achieve their goals by, making right choices financially, and certainly hiring a virtual assistant will certainly be a right choice for you as an entrepreneur to cut your overhead, to cut the overhead of having an actual office place, having to pay benefits and all of those different things. So having a virtual assistant is a maximized opportunity to begin to help you move your vision forward. So some things that you really want to think about, let's talk about how could you determine that you actually need a virtual assistant? I think that here's a way that you can begin to determine how you can choose, or better yet, let's talk about how can you determine the fit, or how can you begin to choose or hire a virtual assistant, or determine who is a very good fit for you. I think one of the things that's really, really important as you're looking for virtual assistants, and this is why I really like Team DoubleClick, is because they've done a lot of work for you. That means they've checked these individuals out, they've interviewed them, it's like a virtual staffing company, and so they've done all the different things that they need to do. So when we talk about what do you look for in hiring a administrative or professional administrative expert. Now, I want you to be aware that we're not talking about just administrative assistants. We're talking about professional administrative experts. And what I mean by that, these are individuals, whether they're in the law field, the real estate field, the business field, the medical field, it doesn't matter. They are professional administrative experts, and they partner with clients on an ongoing basis to collaborate business relationships. They are highly skilled. They're true. They're qualified virtual assistants, and that's what we call them because they're virtually assisting us to achieving that goal. But it does not mean that they're just operating in the capacity of being an executive assistant. I prefer to think of them as being professional administrative experts. Why? Because they're really administrating our dreams and our visions, our ideas. So let's talk about what do you look for when you're looking for a virtual assistant. The first half of the show, we talked about the top 10 reasons why you want a virtual assistant, why a virtual assistant would be helpful for you. I think the first thing is when we think about a virtual assistant, especially if you're looking at their website individually, you want to make sure that use the website to yield critical clues about the ability and the competency and the professionalism of that virtual assistant. And as a result of that, you want to check out that website. Does it present itself in a polished, credible business image? You know, I have a caller on the air right now that I'm going to take her call and welcome her to the show. Hello, Trina.
Hello, Coach Anna. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I want to welcome you to Woman Act Now Radio. We're talking about today maximizing your opportunities in a virtual world. I was just telling our audience that, you know, I'd really like to get our virtual assistant on the line who's helped us for a number of years because I've just talked about 10 top reasons why a virtual assistant is really beneficial to a company. And some of those reasons have been certainly freeing up the person, the individual, or that entrepreneur to be able to really focus on doing the business of business. Some other things that I've talked about was the expertise that that virtual assistant will bring in their particular area. For instance, one of the things that I think that you contribute is certainly your ability to organize, to follow up, to deal with customers, and that's an expertise that we don't necessarily have to have in-house that you bring to the table. So one of the things I'd like you to share with our audience is just share maybe some testimonials as it relates to what your business or your customers have talked about the benefit working with Connect and Go as a virtual assistant. I mean, you do so many things. So take a minute to tell us who you are first, and then we're going to talk about some of those other things.
Okay. Hello. My name is Trina Jeter, and I am the founder of Connect and Go Concierge, where we are a concierge service. We do many things. We run errands, and we also do organization and virtual assisting and just a slew of things. But one of the main things that we tend to really focus on is freeing up individuals whether it's with personal errands or business or in their businesses, whatever it is that they need more time with, because a lot of times you can get bogged down with trying to handle your personal business and trying to actually run your business to where you tend to kind of run out of time. So what we do is we focus on just freeing you up, like whatever it is that you think that you need done, whether it's running to the grocery store or maybe making some follow-up phone calls to clients, that if you want to find out and see what your find out and see how your business is going, if you want to do a survey and things of that nature, then we can make those phone calls and take care of that for you. Then that way you don't have to worry about doing that, because a lot of times, you know, with the way that the economy is going and with the way that everything is just fast paced, especially within these days and times, we need more help. So it's good to really kind of allow somebody else to come in to help you build your business, so that you can kind of focus on the most important aspects of your business.
Well, that's excellent, Trina, because those are some of the things that we were talking about, but it's nothing like having a live person who's actually in this business. I want to talk about also, because we've talked about in the past when we talk about your business, and also Trina is also a member of Woman Act Now, and when we've talked about your business and maybe some of the challenges you have in explaining, what are some of the challenges that you have in getting the marketplace to understand the value of a virtual assistant?
Well, first of all, whenever I let a person know what I do, I always say, you know, that I'm a concierge service. And they say, what? What is that? But they always think that a concierge service is mainly based toward your higher income individuals. And really a concierge service is really for an individual that just needs some additional help. It could be a single parent. You know, because a lot of times single parents, they don't have the help that they need because they're trying to be the mother, the father, the breadwinner. They're trying to do all of this stuff. And they got to pick the kids up from school. They got to do grocery shopping. And then on top of that, they're working 40-plus hours a week just to try to make ends meet. But a lot of times, you know, people don't realize that a concierge service is not just for the higher income, but it's for individuals that just feel like they're overloaded and they just need some help. And it's all about providing a service that will allow them to be more successful in their personal lives as well as in their business careers. You know, because if you allow somebody to come in and to lend you a helping hand to try to take care of your personal things, then, you know, just like I said earlier, you can focus on the most important things, you know, that are important to you in your career. And none of those balls will drop because you'll have somebody there that's coming in to fill in that gap. So a lot of times people, they just think that, you know, when I try to explain, well, when I do explain what a virtual assistant or a concierge servant is, they don't think that they need it because it's something that they believe that belongs to a higher income bracket. And they think that it's pricey. But at the end of the day, when you provide the service for them, then they see the value in it,
okay,
that it's not just another person just trying to get another buck, because that's another thing that people, you know, tend to look at. Well, you know, I could use my money and put that, you know, somewhere else. But no, but if I can save you time, if I can assist you to try to help fill in those gaps for you, then you'll see the importance of help, because really that's what it is. A concierge service, a virtual assistant, they're there to provide you that extra help that you need so that you can focus on the bigger, so that you can focus on the bigger picture.
Yes.
Because the smaller things tend to try to get in, they get in the way, and they're time consuming. So why not allow somebody else to take on that, and they can free you up, and you can really put your brain toward the bigger things.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I think is certainly also important is people understanding, and that's why we've also created this relationship with Team DoubleClick, which has over 40,000 virtual assistants like
mm-hmm.
yourself, who are trying to, I think, what I call it, educate the marketplace.
Yes.
One of the things I like about your business, Trina, is the fact that you call yourself a lifestyle solutions planner rather
mm-hmm.
than just a virtual assistant in helping people really identify the lifestyle that they want to live and then
mm-hmm.
providing them a better solution on how to achieve that lifestyle with the help
yes.
of a person like yourself.
Right.
And another thing that we talked about before you joined us is I also like that title. When we say virtual assistants, people really put you in one category.
Yeah.
And I think it's more you're in the category of being professional administrative experts, depending on whatever a person needs. Is
yeah.
that you become the expert that really began to administrate the results that person wants in their life, whether they're an entrepreneur, whether they're a mother, whether they're a
yes.
small business, whether they're a major corporation, that you become that partner who then begins to help them to achieve that goal.
Mm-hmm.
So, Trina, any other ideas or things that you want to share? Let's say, for instance, if someone were actually looking to hire a virtual assistant, Are there two or three things that you can share with us that would help us to be able to identify? Because I think one of the barriers for you is that people really don't, if you don't come by referral, and even if you do, people really are not sure if they need you or not, you know, or if you're the right person. Are there two or three things that you think your clients look for when they talk to you as it relates to hiring a virtual assistant?
The number one thing I know they look for is my ability. They want to know if I can really assist them in whatever their needs are. And then another thing that I believe that that they tend to look for is how efficient I am, if I'm efficient, you
mm-hmm.
know, because sometimes when you delegate things off to virtual assistants or to any other individual, sometimes they tend to kind of be slow. And a lot of times when people contact virtual assistants, they're really looking for somebody that can turn it around, like, quickly.
Yes.
So I think a lot of times that's what they look for is your efficiency, and then also if you're capable of doing the job and doing it well.
Mm-hmm. So they want to know about ability, efficiency, effectiveness,
mm-hmm. yes.
timeliness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what's interesting, going through the process of actually hiring a virtual assistant, I was sharing with our audience, there's several things that you can look for. Because, number one, I think that one of the top things that a person can begin to determine is looking at a virtual assistant's website. If they have a website,
mm-hmm.
It certainly needs to be polished. It needs to have a credible business image. It needs to have abundance of informative content, meaning what is that information that is going to be helpful to others. And I like the fact that one of the things that you do is you actually provide your clients during high seasons or holiday seasons or stressful times on how they can better be able either to organize themselves or to better be able to actually handle those particular periods by, you know, scheduling, by preparing ahead of time and those kinds of things. So having that kind of information on your website certainly gives you a great credibility in your ability to be able to help other people. So I think that the website is a great place that people can begin to think about if this person is going to be able to assist me. For instance, if I went to your website and I see poor grammar, pronunciation, you know, different things on the website, what is that
right.
going to say about you? That you're not capable. So what's really important here is that we've talked about why our women or entrepreneurs should hire a virtual assistant, but then the next step is then how do we really identify who could be a great assistant for us? And I think these are some of the ways that we could do that is by looking at their website. For instance, during the consultation, that's another area. If somebody calls
mm-hmm.
you, what are they expecting you to do? If I called your company and I saw your company on the thing and I called you up, what am I expecting?
Well, what you would be expecting is that you would be expecting to really be sold.
Yes.
That, you know, to give you all the information that you need, and mainly mainly answering all your questions
yes.
before you even ask them.
Yes. And
so giving
also,
you all the information that you need, yeah.
Yeah, also, I think the other thing that I look at, and this is with any business, but certainly more importantly with a person that I don't have any control over in my business that's not in, you know, not I haven't trained them, I haven't put the time and energy into them. So one
right.
of the things that I think that's extremely important for virtual assistants is to be able to respond to inquiries in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, we're looking for, is she answering the phone professionally when she answers her
right.
own phone? You know, is she on
mm-hmm.
time or prepared for our call? Or does she follow through exactly as she's promised or he has promised? So all of these ways are ways that we can begin to identify, even as entrepreneurs, before we ever really even know anything about the virtual assistant, is
mm-hmm.
through their website, our initial contact with that individual. is, you know, are they clear about their objectives? Are they clear about their processes? How do they work with their clients? Do they actually have suggested systems in place by which they could work with the client? Prior to you coming on, I was just sharing with our audience is that the great thing, and now that I'm talking about it, we were talking about how as entrepreneurs, these are the reasons why we need virtual assistants. But I think even for the virtual assistant, looking the other way to have those suggested systems, like I suggested Skype as a means of communication with your virtual assistant. I also suggested WebEx.com or GoToMeeting.com or Google Docs. All of those are really resources, but I think that they would be even more impactful if they were a part of the processes that were coming from the virtual assistant. Would you agree?
Yes, I would.
Yes, so I think as we talk about this, and it's such a great need to share this experience of virtual assistants and what they can do for your company. So I'm going to take just a minute. Trina has worked with us for a number of years as an in different capacities, really, as a virtual assistant. She has done a number of things, and that's what I love about it. And I told the audience before you came on, Trina, is that it's kind of like a one-stop shop. If you can find a great fit with a virtual assistant, and he or she has a tremendous amount or a range of experience, it could really be a one-stop shop. And what I've really enjoyed about working with your company is the fact that, number one, integrity, trust, your ability to complete the task and to do a wide range of tasks has certainly been beneficial to us over the years. I don't think there's any task that we could ask you of that you could not actually accomplish or that you would actually turn down. So if you can't do it, at least helping us find the resources for someone else to do it. And that's been really, really beneficial in working with you and having a peace of mind of having another person who, if we're in a situation, and I have here our director of membership, Shauna Stallworth, with us for Woman Act Now, who also this relationship with you, and when we find ourselves in a bind, that you know you're there, you're accessible, and that's what I really really like about it. Although we might not think of it right away, but then we say, oh, what about Trina? Because at that moment, there's an opportunity, whether we need something delivered or we needed you to work on something or set a travel arrangement right away or call a client. You know, it's like you're like the what I call the safety net. And I just want to thank you and encourage you and your business to continue to move forward, continue to get this message out, because there's a great need for individuals like yourself, even in these tough economic times, because what people fail to understand, especially in business, if you can save me an hour, and my hour as a CEO or an entrepreneur is worth $300 versus what I pay you, whatever your fees are, which are not usually $300, there's always a cost saving, I have to begin to really understand where do I put my energies. To be able to make that decision to free up the hour for me to even make more money going forward to really do my business. So I want to encourage you, and I really appreciate you calling into the show. If you'll share with the people how to get in touch with you, and Trina works virtually. She's located in the East Texas area that's outside of the DFW metro area, a couple of hours from there for those who may not be familiar. But it doesn't matter, because guess what? With Trina, you have no borders. You have a woman that you can work with that's borderless, that you could use, whether it's technology, whether it's these collaboration tools that we've spoken about. She can manage and help you and provide you with some lifestyle solution planning to help you be better able to accomplish your goals. So, Trina, if you'll take a minute to state the name of your company and also a phone number by which they can get in touch with you.
Okay. First of all, thank you so much for having me on your radio program on today. And if you'll send me an invoice, I'll send you a check in the mail for all those little words you said about me. I appreciate that. But anyway, I can be reached. My name is Trina Jeter. The name of my company is Connect and Go Concierge. I can be reached at 903-253-4645. Again, the number is 903-253-4645. And then my email address is cgconcierge@hotmail.com. And that's Connect and Go Concierge at hotmail.com. Again,
okay.
The email is cgconcierge@hotmail.com. Thank you again, Anna.
Okay, thank you, Trina. And we're going to be, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
Okay. All right, welcome back to Woman Act Now Radio. And we just had our guest, Trina Jeter of Connect and Go Concierge, a virtual assistant, talking about how virtual assistants can help you. In the first half of our show, we talked about what were some of the top 10 reasons why you would want to hire a virtual assistant. And now we're talking about how do you hire a virtual assistant? What are some of those things that you want to look for in being able to hire someone who could be able to help meet your need? And prior to Trina coming on, we were talking about finding that perfect fit of when you start to think about this, think about it as your professional administrative expert who's going to help you move that dream, move that vision forward. And how do we begin to hire one? First of all, we have our partner, TeamDoubleClick.com, and what they do is they actually interview virtual assistants, and they've taken out a lot of the guesswork, but just in case, whatever the reason, once you're talking to someone who is coming from, is recommended by Team DoubleClick, there are still some things that you want to be mindful of and you want to think about. Does the person present a polished and credible business image? Is there an abundance of informative content on their website? For instance, if you're looking at a website, this is a great place to start. Is it professional? Is it competent? I mean, is the person competent on the content? Is it free from grammar mistakes or sloppy writing? Or do they pay attention to the detail? Is it organized? Is it easy to navigate? Some of those things that you want to look for, especially if you're looking for a virtual assistant who is proclaiming to do what to be able to be a person who can help you build or design a website. So you start there to make sure that their website is silent. Another thing that you can begin to think about is the consultation. That's that first interaction with that virtual assistant. You want to be conscious. You want to pay attention. How are they communicating? Are they professional? Do they sound professional? Are they answering their business phone professionally or just hello, how, what, you know? All of those things are going to be a telltale sign as how they will represent you as a client. So we want you to be very conscious as it relates. If you set a time with that virtual assistant, are they on time for the call? Are they ahead of time? What's going on? Are they keeping their commitment? You want to think about those things. Now let's talk about another area. It's finesse. How well the virtual assistant really will guide you through her consultation. Now this is really important because, again, you're really trying to figure out who's the best person I should hire. So in the hiring practice, it would be no different if you had a person sitting in front of you who you were interviewing for an opportunity. So you can look at her finesse or his finesse. And what I mean by that, a person demonstrates that finesse when they're able to communicate with clarity, when they're able to give you an overview of how he or she works with clients, when they can talk to you about their processes. For instance, if they suggest to you, it's one of the easiest ways I've worked with my clients in the past is being able to set up a messaging system, you know, or to set up some type of collaboration tool on the internet. These are the processes that I've been most effective with in working with clients virtually. Those are some of the things that you want to start to look at. You want to understand what services he or she provides, not what they don't do, but what are their skill sets? What do they believe their strengths are? And then also, you really want to identify the values and the expectations of working with your virtual assistant. You want to understand what she values, and he or she must understand what you value. Also, we want you to look at their personal and professional traits. Now, because most virtual assistants are not sitting in front of you, you need to listen for the cues that tell you that this is someone you can rely on and that you can form an excellent business relationship with. Now, what this means is that you ask questions or think of these questions to yourself. Does she appropriately take the lead in guiding you through the consultation? Now, remember, all of this is the process, because guess what? We know what we want. However, the virtual assistant should know if he or she has the skill set to be able to help us. And the way that works is how that person is able to navigate that relationship or that communication with you over the phone during that consultation experience. You'll ask yourself, does she inspire feelings of trust? Can you pick that up over the phone? Can you pick up the ability that she's confident, articulate, with excellent communication skills? These are all the things that you have to begin to listen to. Does she exhibit interest and curiosity about your business? That is extremely important. Is she showing or demonstrating that she's really curious about what you do? And does she ask smart and purposeful questions? So now that's something that you will have to do to listen for the cues when we're talking about personal and professional traits. Experience. Now, of course, you don't just want to assume that this person is experienced. What you do want to do is you want to know what their background was prior to them becoming a virtual assistant so that you can begin to understand, is this transferable? Is this relevant to what I'm doing? So how many years of administrative expertise do they have in the particular area that you want? And remember, I said as a virtual assistant, we can hire somebody for a particular project. They can strengthen our relationship. They can strengthen our strengths. We don't have to necessarily know about it, but we better know that they actually have the skill set. Another thing you can think about is how would that person, you can ask them, how would they rate their skill set or their competency in a particular area? For example, if you want to someone writing letters for you, what's the question? The question is, how would you rate your skill set or competency in the area of constructing letters? And if they come back and that competency letter is a 1 through 10 and they come back to you with a 3, I think you better pass on that one. So these are just some of the things that you want to think about when you're hiring a person. You want to keep in mind that virtual assistants are they're independent professionals. You know, they're not employees. They are so interested. You know, they are so interested in the fact of getting you results, and that's what I love about them is they're focused on the result. They're not moved by all of the other, you know, layers of life that comes with working for you as an employee. They're not an employee. They want you to give them instruction, and then they want to be able to do it. And so you want to make sure that you have a great level of understanding with regard to their business principles and operations. Now, let's talk about, I mean, virtual assistants are not necessarily new. However, they are coming around. The industry is coming around. There are greater expectations on them. So you want to think about what kind of training, what kind of certification do they have. And I would suggest that you not put too much emphasis on certification. Certification usually comes from blanket organizations that kind of represent the whole organization or the industry. So because virtual assistants have been they're starting and they're becoming more and more known, then you want to take the time to go through some of the other things that we've talked about, looking at their experience, looking at their professional traits, looking at their ability to communicate, checking out their website, seeing how they're presenting themselves to the public. Okay, the business. You want to talk about the business. You want to understand, just as if you were getting ready to partner with anybody else, because we've talked about you hired them because you want another, they become a partner with you in the business that you're in. They begin to understand your business. You want confidential relationships. You want to make sure that their business is solid, that they don't require a lot of training or hand-holding, that it's someone that you can place your trust or that you can be dependent on, and that they're an expert and that you can really look for them for support and guidance in laying a strong administrative foundation to achieve the goals and objectives that you are interested in. And how do you find that information out? You begin to ask questions like, how long have you been in business? Are you full-time? Is this part-time? Does she view her business as a chosen profession that she's committed to for the long term? And does she have well-thought-out policies and business standards that will support you in working and communicating together effectively? And you want to know that because you want to understand what her value is, her expectations in dealing with her customer. The last couple of ones that we want to leave with you is testimonials. Great. Ask for referrals. Ask for contact information for clients that are willing to speak to you about the perception and the experience of working with that individual. In addition to that, you want to know who the owner is if it's a particular company. You want to understand if you share aspects with them that are similar to your values, similar to the things that you want to accomplish. And then the last thing is pricing. With virtual assistants, you want to check out, and you can check with different ones to see what that pricing is. And usually the market rates range between $35 and $70 an hour. So what's the next thing for you to do to get that virtual assistant is you want to contact our partner, teamdoubleclick.com, to start your relationship and to choose a virtual assistant that is going to be able to support you, to really be able to equip you with greater tools, knowledge, and information that will help move your business forward. So we'd like to thank you for listening to Woman Act Now Radio with your host, The Real McCoy, Anna The Real McCoy. We're going to be back next week talking about, is entrepreneurship right for you? So I'm sure if it's right for you, then you need to be on board with getting you a virtual assistant or a number of them to help you achieve your goals. So again, thanks for listening.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy! Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry,
who's
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Anna!
The Real McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry,
who's
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Anna!
The Real McCoy!
There you go.
That was good thinking on your feet to invite Trina to the call.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor Didi called in.
Uh-huh.
I figured out what's going on with Pastor Didi.
Okay.
We tell her Central Standard Time, it's not computing. She's still calling in on Baltimore time.
What time is Baltimore time?
She called in at 2 o'clock here. It was 3 o'clock where she was.
Oh.
So I figured when it, because what I did was I looked at the time and I said, well, now I know I said 3 o'clock Central. So we got that understanding.
Okay.
But she's still working on 3 p.m. She's thinking about her time.
Ah.
So 3 p.m. her time is actually 2 p.m. your time.
Yes.
So that'll work.
That's fine with me.
On Thursday.
Well, no, it doesn't really work. I mean, 3 o'clock will work better if that works. 3 o'clock Central Time. That doesn't work for her.
So it should be 4 o'clock her time.
Yes.
I'll tell her. So what she did is she said that you could call her back whenever you got ready.
Oh, okay. Give me her number.
And Trina actually had, I had put Trina on the books. I forgot to tell you, she wanted to meet with you today.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to talk to you personally.
Yeah.
And she has, she wanted to call in. She said if you want her to call you, if you tell her a good time to call you today, she'll do that.
It'll have to be later.
Okay. You want me to tell her to call you after 6?
Uh-huh.
About 7 minutes.
Yeah, that'll be fine. 6 o'clock is good.
6 o'clock?
Yeah. My friend's on.
Is he on the right one?
No, it's 4 o'clock his time.
It's 3:01. You want to call Dr. Dee Dee now?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Go ahead and get on and then let me know.
Okay, you want some chicken wings?
Do you put them in the oven?
Mm-hmm. It's never warm. Man. Oh. You want some chips or something?
Yeah, no, just the chicken side. Okay, let's see if we got that over here.
The blogosphere took the world by storm, but now the next generation of blogs is here.
Oh, thank you. Wow. You got the boys, but I know they just outdone themselves. Right? Thank you.
I'm going to become a member of the NRA. Soon. Almost did it today. You have time. But it's my right, based on people who are the great people, the smartest people around, that founded this country. Amen to those guys. Because without them, oh, this crap wouldn't be here. Good thing was also is that the majority, the decision, the opinion from it, was Scalia. Great man if you haven't read his opinion before. I can't go any farther than that. If you didn't see him, he was on 60 Minutes, I believe, earlier this year. And he's just a smart man. So read it. You can get it on. I got the whole PDF form of the decision and read a lot of Justice Scalia's opinions. And
Woman on Now Radio, Long Talk Radio. Today we're going to
the justice said that an individual's rights bear on is supported by, quote unquote, the historical narrative, both before and after the Second Amendment was adopted. The Constitution does not permit, quote unquote, the absolute prohibition of handguns held and used for self-defense in the home. The court also struck down Washington's requirement that firearms be equipped with trigger locks. Well, he didn't add.
Oftentimes we find that it's very difficult to do so when we are faced with lack of assistance or help or expertise in various different areas. Well, one of the great things about Team Double Click is that it provides expertise in every area of your profession when you're trying to achieve and carry out your goals. They are the team that can begin to help you achieve those dreams by employing or really getting individuals to help you in those areas virtually. So I'm excited about